It's official. Philadelphia's public school teachers have their first contract in 4 years. Union members ratified the new deal last night, and the city's school reform commission followed through today with a yes vote of its own. Details from WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt.
The new deal includes raises and back pay that will cost the district an additional $203 million over the next 3 years. The hope, says Superintendent William Height, is that having a contract will stabilize Philly's public school system.
We can't afford to continue to lose people. We can't continue to make the significant investments in development just to see those individuals take that expertise other places.
That's the big plus of this deal. It provides certainty in a district where nearly 10,000 teachers haven't had raises in almost half a decade. The drawback is simple. It costs money. Big money, says SRC Commissioner Bill Green.
This contract takes us back to the future and creates instability that we saw 3 years ago. It will cause an exodus of families when the layoffs begin 1 year and 3 months from now. And it's a shame.
Green is referring to a series of financial crises that rocked the district from 2012 to 2014 and triggered massive cutbacks. To be clear, the new contract won't cause a similar crisis just by itself. Philly schools have been facing long-term money problems for a while. But the new teacher's contract does make things dicier. That means taxpayers will have to step up, says Commissioner Farah Jimenez.
But in the end, the bill will come to the door of every Philadelphia citizen and every Philadelphia property owner.
How big will that bill be? Will the state help chip in? All that remains unknown. City leaders helped broker the deal between district and union officials. It may be on them to help pay for it. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.